Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:11. It is Wednesday morning, December 15th, 2021. A busy Wednesday morning at that. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM. Back over the air this morning here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM on the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on planet Earth from our website, ksje.com, and that includes your smart speaker, so try it out. Also, welcome to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. Thanks to the community supporters like you. This program is a visual radio program streaming live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up, a special program today talking about another wonderful holiday tradition in a moment, which is the Living Nativity over at the Four Corners Home for Children. But before we get to that, I do want to remind you about the weather impacts this morning. How could I forget that wild weather overnight and early this morning? High winds, blowing snow, icy roads, and that is what has caused some snow school closings and delays this morning. Aztec schools are closed for the day. No virtual, no classes. They are closed. And the message from Aztec schools is enjoy the snow. Virtual classes now for Farmington schools and Central Consolidated schools, so there is no in-person classes today in Farmington and Central Consolidated. Students will be online and teachers will be available online, we are told. And Bloomfield schools, last we heard, was on a two-hour delay this morning. And so again, we're updating the list on our website, of course, ksje.com/school-closures. You can check out all the updated information and some of the other schools in the surrounding areas as well as that news comes into us. Now, on the radio this morning, as I mentioned, the Living Nativity is back at Navajo Ministries next week. It's a wonderful holiday tradition from the Four Corners Home for Children. We'll be talking about that this morning on the program here on KSJE. And then, of course, at 8:50 a.m., Ron Price will be joining me to talk about life in the sandbox, another great lesson from Ron Price about life in the sandbox. And this week, he is talking about how to avoid emotional hijacking. More on that coming up at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. Mick Cass will take us roving with the arts after the news at 9:06 next hour. He is playing music this morning from composer Vaughn Williams. Some Christmas cantatas for us to listen to. Holiday season and all coming up today at 9:06 on KSJE. A special 90-minute version of the program because that will take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program. Tracy Hales-Vass is speaking with author Francine Rodriguez about her book called A Woman's Story. You can check that out coming up today at 10:30 a.m. on KSJE. And don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. We have two accounts on Twitter at KSJE_news and at KSJE. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to subscribe for free to KSJE's podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the popular podcast apps like iTunes and Spotify and iHeart and Amazon Music and Pandora and Podbean and much, much more. So check us out and take us with you if you're traveling this holiday season, or if you're just a podcast person, you can add us to your podcast queue. Let's talk about the weather forecast after a wild overnight this morning. Currently outside our studio, studios. It is 28 degrees in Farmington this morning here at San Juan College. We are expecting a cloudy day, colder, windy, of course, but the winds should die down this afternoon and we should see more sunshine, and that may melt some of the ice off of some of the roads, which is a good thing. 38 for a high today in Farmington. Continue clearing overnight tonight with a low of 21, and then sunshine and cooler tomorrow with 43 for a high on Thursday. Partly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 27. Partly sunny for Friday with a high near 40. Sunshine in 38 for Saturday and Sunday. Sunny and 41 on Monday, and overnight lows, as you can see. Warming up just a bit, maybe from the teens this weekend to the lower 20s Sunday and Monday. Joining me this morning to talk about another great holiday tradition in Farmington in San Juan County, from the Four Corners Home for Children, we have President Annette Reich here in the studio. Good morning.
You, Scott?
I'm well, thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas
too.
To you.
Me too.
And the one and only Jim Baker is here as well. Good morning to you,
yeah,
sir.
The old timer, you know, you got to bring in the old timer every now and then.
I don't know about that, but you certainly have been around for a few years, and you know all about this event that we're going to be talking about.
That's right.
And so so it's great to have you here as well. It is one of my favorite programs of the year to talk with both of you about this great event. So the live Navajo Nativity.
Yep.
It is back this year.
It is.
How thrilling is that?
It is. This is our 36th year for the live Nativity. However, last year, the day before Nativity, we had one child come down with COVID, tested positive for COVID. And for the first time in 35 years, we canceled the event.
I remember
that.
That
was really disappointing for us.
Right. So, but this year?
Everything looks good.
Looking good. Okay.
Right.
Which is important. And so again, Wednesday, the 22nd, December 22nd.
That's right.
That's when you're going to have it there on the grounds of the Four Corners Home for Children. And it is the drive-through event.
It is.
As it has been for all these years. Jim's already watching the weather forecast. So
it is.
Apparently things are good.
That's right. We're looking good.
Okay. You're ready to go out? You're going to predict for us?
I'll be out there 2 hours, not necessarily in that site, but I'll be there.
Okay. All right. But you're holding fast with that forecast. You're holding fast with that forecast.
The weather's going to be good. Jim will be supervising angels.
There you go. Well,
that tells you something right there.
It does.
Angels tend to get a little rowdy. I don't know if the listening audience knows that.
Wait.
Is it the angel or the supervisor of the angels?
The angels don't need much help, although they do get that from the supervisor.
Yeah, I could see that. But well, that's a good job for you.
You know, the angels are some of our kids, and they will greet the folks when they pull up, and they'll give them the latest issue of our Navajo Neighbors magazine and a nice card from our president, Annette.
Very nice.
That they'll get. And people say, oh, is it cost? It didn't cost anything, but if you want to bring on some canned goods or cash even, that works.
Right. That's always helpful.
Yeah.
So very, very good. And so that's when folks can exchange all that, right, with the angels.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Put it in boxes and put it to work.
Very, very good. So this has been an event that's been going on now for 35 years?
This is the 36th year, but 36. It will be the 35th.
Living Nativity after last year. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's a long time.
It is, and there have been many changes through the years.
Right.
The basic Nativity scene, of course, is the same.
Sure. Very, very true. And so talk to me a little bit about that. Here's a picture from, I think, 2019 of the Living Nativity at the Four Corners Home for Children. And so the idea has always been to have kids from the home be the shepherds, the Mary, the Joseph, and you get the baby.
We do.
Right? Working on that. Okay.
Still need one.
All right.
So we will have Mary and Joseph in the stable, and there will be a baby.
Right.
We have shepherds watching their flocks by night.
Right.
And the children always vie for that position because it's by the fire.
Yes.
So the shepherds get to, you know, stand by the fire. We do have three wise men, children from one of our homes, and we're training them.
I see that Jim is not part of that.
No, he isn't
that
a wise man.
Contingent.
Yeah.
we are training our wise men even now.
Okay. Good.
On how to do this.
How to be wise.
Right. How to be wise.
Right.
Okay.
Hoping it carries through the upcoming year.
Very true. And Jim, you've told me a story in years past about a snowball fight that erupted with
that
the shepherds.
Sometimes,
yeah,
know,
depending on the weather, right?
I think that when it started snowing around 6 o'clock when it all begins, and it was one of those wet snows, so it made good snowballs.
I bet.
And, you know, you got some shepherds and some wise guys out there.
Wise men.
But okay.
Well, and then
guys.
You have a drummer boy, and it usually is a little drummer boy.
Yeah.
And sometimes the drumsticks are used for sword fights. I'm not sure that took place on
okay.
the first nativity.
Okay. Maybe not.
2,000 years ago.
No. But it did at yours.
It did.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but that's all right. I know a lot of folks look forward to this every year, and so I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to know that this is back, the event is back and planned. And so 6 to 8 p.m.
That's right.
Right? And you usually recommend that folks come in from the west side.
That's right.
Of the Four Corners Home for Children there on West Main yeah. Street, and then it makes it a nice, easy right-hand turn to go in.
Right.
And drive through.
And our good friend Devin Neely, who we all know.
Right. You put him in a vest and stick him out in the middle of the road, don't you?
He likes his flashlight, and he helps get the folks in off the street.
Very good.
He's very directive.
He points them in the right direction.
He is.
So, Scott, for your listeners, this Four Corners Home for Children Live Nativity is the same as Navajo Ministries Live Nativity.
Yes.
So for many, many years, we were known in the community as Navajo Missions and then Navajo Ministries. And we have formally changed our name to Four Corners Home for Children, which better reflects what we do.
Right.
We still serve the Navajo community, Navajo children. We are still a ministry. But first and foremost, we care for children who are in out-of-home placement. So the name Four Corners Home for Children is, again, just a better reflection of who we are.
Thank you for clarifying that, just so folks know, because it's the same and the same great folks and the same great place and the same great people that have been involved with this for 35 years.
And this nativity is our Christmas card to the same great community who is so supportive of us year after year.
Very true. And I know it takes a lot of people to put this together year after year and to get the kids and to set up the manger and all the other things that you have there and the livestock and the other things, because, you know, they always tell you shouldn't work with kids or animals, and here you got both.
We throw them all together.
You got them both.
We have five live animals.
We
have a llama, two sheep, and two mini horses.
Okay.
Too many.
Right. And here's a picture of maybe some of the animals that you can at least see one in there, right?
Like a sheep there.
Yeah. So, but there you are. So, and they usually behave pretty well, the animals.
The animals are good.
Not always, but sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
One year, the too many horses took off for Blake's.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what that was about.
Right.
Those were longhorn steer we had one year who took off for Blake's.
Yeah, and he
which we thought was interesting.
He almost was going to end up in a sandwich.
Right.
The mini horses just took off.
They took off. Gotcha. Well, you never know, when you're working with kids
and animals or children,
but, you know, that's okay. So, but it's a great event. And so, again, it's on the 22nd this year, Wednesday, again, 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Folks can drive through. They can bring some non-perishable foods to donate, and hand off to the angels, or cash donations.
Or
it's a free event. But that helps, the proceeds will go to the Four Corners Home for Children, right? And so that's an important thing. And Annette, tell us a little bit more about the home, because I think folks are familiar with it, but they may not know exactly all the different things that you do throughout the year, not just at the holiday season.
And we have new programs.
Yeah.
We have always had long-term children's homes
and
a short-term children's home for that emergency placement, maybe on a weekend when children are found alone and they're brought to us until family can be secured for them.
Right.
Our long-term homes house up to 10 children each, the short-term up to 4 to 6. But this coming year, 2022, we are opening a program for families, for mothers and children. And this will be called Four Corners Families.
Okay.
And we can help with that mom who is struggling and intervene maybe before an agency gets involved and takes her children. We will train in parenting skills, budgeting, just life skills necessary for all of us who raise children.
Right.
So we're very excited about that.
The
community has already showed a great outpouring of love and support for this program.
That's wonderful. And that's something that sounds like, to me, as a board member of the United Way and some other agencies in town, I don't think we have a program like you described.
We have shelters, but they're for domestic violence victims.
Right.
And you actually have to be a victim to get into one of those shelters.
This is different.
This is different.
Okay. Very good. Very important. And so thank you for bringing this to the community.
Oh.
And you all get a lot of support from the Farmington community, the San Juan County community, but you get a lot of support from nationwide, at least if I'm remembering correctly. And is that still the case, Jim Baker?
It is.
Do you get a lot of a lot of folks that that really want to support what you do from other parts of the country?
That's right. Well, but Kay and I came from other parts of the country in Pennsylvania. And
we've never held that against either one of you.
Tennessee, I came from Kentucky.
Kentucky. Where the folks had such a hard time with those tornadoes.
That's right. But you have got a lot of support back from your hometown, right?
We do.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we still do, and churches, and Kay and I, over the years, have did a lot of speaking trips just for that purpose, to get awareness across the land, and people have been very supportive.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I think when they hear the story and the whole mission behind the Four Corners Home for Children, it's an easy sell. To many folks to know about the work that you continue to do in the community and helping these children from the reservation, because I don't think there are many programs like yours off the reservation or on the reservation that do the same type of work that you all do.
There are a few in the state of New Mexico and other states, but mm-hmm. locally we do have Child Haven.
Right.
And mm-hmm. a few shelters, but...
But yeah, right. Not very many. So it's important to... keep it going, and important about the work that you all do. And so this is just one reminder to the community that the Four Corners Home is there 365,
right.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with these homes for children and on this new program.
There's always a need for housing children, and we were able to meet that need, but as great a need is for child care staff.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we are in the middle of looking for staff now, child care staff, whether part-time, full-time, live-in, live-off campus, a lot of different opportunities to care for children.
Very good. So folks who are listening and watching us this morning, if they want to reach out and find out about maybe opportunities, can they just go to a website or
they
call the office?
What
should they do?
They can go to the website. They can call 505-325-0255.
Okay. Very good. And Jim Baker, you've been involved for the Four Corners Home for Children and Navajo Ministries and Navajo Missions and all the other the other businesses before that for a long time.
That's right. And, you know, we used to always kind of have a little chat going on about legal rights, because Vertical Radio and having us come into your studio.
Didn't have to do that this
year. That's not an issue anymore.
It is not.
No, and so, you know, we had 41 years of Vertical Radio.
Yes,
and
you did.
Did great, and of course we had Connie Mack and all the sports activities, but now there's others that are filling the gap, and you guys here took over the Connie Mack World Series.
We did, with the great crew that you all had built over those years.
Yeah,
thank you for training them for us.
We paved the way for you.
I really appreciate that.
I would show up to eat when they had a meeting.
There you go.
But Devin and company, they did a great job in getting everybody ready. So
they certainly did. And thank you for that. We learned a lot. I learned a lot, for sure. I learned I'm not a radio play-by-play baseball guy, so I stayed in my lane and didn't do that. But we had great folks that did, and we look forward to it again this summer. But certainly, even though the ownership of Vertical Radio has changed, you folks are still remaining in the community, which I think is important for folks to know.
And, you know, K-Love is the company now that's running the air.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
right.
Every time at the top of the hour, you get to hear KNMI.
And it's still positive, uplifting Christian music.
That's right. And that was important.
It was. We didn't want to leave a hole in the community. There are other Christian stations, so we felt like this was, you know, an okay thing to do. Allowed us to return our focus back to the children and the children's homes. But K-Love served a need in the community, and you all picked up where it was necessary with Connie Mack, and we so appreciate that, and you did a great job.
Well, thank you. And it's been a great partnership even before that. We certainly have enjoyed working with KNMI under the ownership of the Four Corners Home for Children. But as you say, the Four Corners Home continues, and with these new programs, it's very exciting to see what's being planned for, and you've got decades of great success stories from these children who have come to the Four Corners Home and then have been helped and gone on to maybe come back and help at the site or serve on the board,
you know,
or other things,
fact,
right?
As a matter of fact, Scott, that's interesting, because we have talked about maybe not having the nativity in the future. And while the children who live with us, oh, it's cold, oh, do we have to stand here? When we have adult children
Right.
Who have heard talk about maybe not having nativity, and they just throw a fit.
I bet they would.
That's my best memory. While they grumbled and complained, maybe during the night of the event, now it's among their best childhood memories.
Right.
Yeah.
So that conversation gets put down pretty quick, I would say.
So the nativity lives on.
There you go. Well, we're glad it does.
Yeah.
And it lives on again this year. Wednesday, December 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Four Corners Home for Children. And the address on West Main escapes me at the moment. But
2103 West Main Street.
Thank you.
It's a highlight of our year, and we can't wait to see you all there.
Can't wait for it either.
One of the other things we did last Friday is that we had a number of pastors come in from all over the reservation to pick up loads of blankets, food, clothing, and took it back out to the people that have needs there. That's something that we've done for many years also at Christmas.
Good point. That's true.
Yep.
And I know it's much appreciated in those communities because those are some pretty rural places where these items get to. So the need is very, very great. So thank you both for coming in and talking about the great Living Nativity that is happening again this year. And we're so thrilled. Everyone stay well, stay healthy.
Okay.
And we will see you on Wednesday the 22nd.
All right,
Sounds great. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. My guest this morning from the Four Corners Home for Children with me here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.